The question was asked, talents and Judaism, do they go together? A person has talents in art, in music. Is there any room for expression of those talents within Judaism? So the first source is really the verse in Mishle. The verse says, Kabeid et Hashem mehonecha. Honor Hashem from your personal wealth. So the Medrash says, what does that mean? That if a person has a nice voice, he should use it in prayer, in singing the Shema. And the Talmud gives us sources for that. The Talmud says, a person was given good looks, he shouldn't use it for promiscuity. On the contrary, kabed et Hashem me'onecha, take whatever wealth you're given, use it to honor Hashem. So Chazal understood that every person has certain gifts, certain wealth that they're given, and that's what the verse was saying. Use that to honor Hashem. Build a beautiful shul. Use your personal wealth. If you can be a great architect, if you can compose beautiful music, use that in honor of Hashem. And we find in the Torah, when the Torah speaks about Bezalel and the great artists and architects and engineers that used their talents to build the Mishkan, so the Torah describes it as Milei Otam. God filled them Chochmat Lev with wisdom of the heart. Lasot Kol Melechet Charash V'Choshev, to do the work of the blacksmith, the work of the engineer. Rokeim gave them the wisdom to weave beautifully. Lachshov Machshavot, to think things through, lasot bazahav uvachesef uvanachoshet, with gold and silver and copper, uvacharoshet even, and to figure out how to carve out engraved stone, uvacharoshet etz, and to figure out how to be a beautiful engraver of wood, lasot kol melechet machshavet, all these different works that that require great skill. So the pasuk describes it as a gift that God gives. So we look at talent and we say, that's God's gift to a person. We don't scorn it. We just say, channel it correctly. David HaMelech composed songs, Lam Natzeach Mizmor LeDavid, to the conductor, the following song that David HaMelech composed. King David composed songs. He composed music. We look up to that. We don't look down at that. We say, music is something that should be used properly. Art is something that should be used properly. Engineering is something that should be used properly. All these things are tools, are gifts that are given from above, and a person should use them for the right thing. But there's definitely room for their expression within Judaism.